Everybody, it's just Jason. Do you ever host a little conference or get together two recommendations that we'll need to take ourselves? Get a set of chimes so you can gently get them to head out of the hall, man. Thank y'all for your time today. We really appreciate everybody being here to the sponsor. Chaining, the work that they're doing, both in products in this area, as well as just the personal commitment to this issue. I hope that you'll support the businesses and support activities like this, Whole Foods, et cetera. I just wonder, when this is over, if it's going to be over, we're all going to fade off or grab a person. I just want to love that we can continue that conversation. The foundation that is hosting this in partnership with the Institute for Sustainable Development, Chamber of Commerce, the town of Chapel Hill has played an important role with this. The foundation will have its annual meetings on the back of your program. Please do come along. We'll do the sustainable business of the year. You'll hear about five awesome businesses that have changed the way they do things. And then you'll hear one of them squeal from the audience and run up towards the front to receive their Oscar as we do the sustainable business of the year. Hopefully it goes like that. That's always fun and exciting. And Frank's going to give a presentation and a keynote address. This final session is sort of a 30 ideas in 30 minutes. It's intended to be a fast pace. There's something on your mind, something you're doing. It can be small, it can be big. It can just be a comment or something that you want to say. In order to capture it, we're actually going to ask you to pop up and head towards the center. You can do that one. I'll slide this one over here. I set this up. This is Aaron Nelson size, not Chris Derby sized. He'll have to bend over in order to use this. And what we're going to do, a couple of y'all have asked for a few things. One, we'll send you an email with the name and contact information for everybody who came here. We'll keep your emails private. For now, that's just our policy. Nobody likes to get spam, but we will. Maybe in the future, we'll ask you for permission about whether to share. Or y'all right now could say, you could tell me to change my mind. Yes, you do want us to pass out your emails. And if you don't want your email shared, you can tell us that afterwards. Is that a preferred method? We want to make sure y'all can communicate with each other after this. That's the objective. All right, let's default towards email on this one, and you tell us if you don't want us to share your email. We didn't do a background check on anybody, so I can't guarantee people aren't going to be weird. Okay, so, and then we're also going to, we'll give you the link so you can listen to the session that you weren't able to be at, and we'll post it on our website. So a quicker style meeting is I'm going to be quiet, and you all understand the concept. There's a half an hour. We want you to share things. We'll capture some of these ideas, circulate them back out, certainly have a place for you all can listen to them, just sort of a wrap-up, final thoughts, or something you want to make sure you said. And you can begin for us.
Okay, thank you. Blair Pollack from the Solid Waste Department. And we all know that email is a terribly abused thing, but I, in conjunction with the Chamber and the Sustainable Business Group, we're going to send you all an email this Friday, and all the Chamber members in Hillsborough that's asking you to participate in some focus groups about the future of solid waste and recyclables collection in Orange County. We're doing a integrated solid waste comprehensive plan for all the different sectors, and the place where we don't have recycling collection in the public is the business and institutional sector. So this is our first opportunity to get together with you all. You're all thinking about garbage and water and energy now and then, so hopefully we'll get a good response. We're going to conduct six focus groups divided up by different sectors, take that information and feed it into your plan for commercial solid waste options that will go back into the process and come out hopefully with some good options that you'll all be able to buy into, I'd say 6 months to a year down the road. So please don't delete the email from Caroline that asks you to participate in the focus group, and as a bonus we'll feed you lunch or supper if you come. And thank you for making the compostable stuff easy for me to take away and not have to paw through it one more time. So my mother hates when I tell her that to go through the garbage again. After her master's degree. Thanks.
You know me. Do we have to talk? I always had something to say. I'm Kim Perracci. You've probably already heard that. I've worked in retail for many years, and we're coming upon the season of giving. In my experience as a retailer, the giving season is a burden as much as it is a pleasure. People buy things just for the sake of buying. I have to get them something. This is on sale. I like it. Okay, I'll buy it. This is not a new idea for most of you, but I would like to encourage you this season of giving to think about... What's that? I always lose my word.
Sorry. I didn't mean to distract you.
No, it's not you. It's, where you... A heifer. Heifer International. And you can buy an ox for a community in South America, or a cow, or a herd of chickens, or... I've been doing this for several years, and people actually like it. Think about it. It's a good idea.
Is anybody tired of hearing me talk yet? Yes? Okay, one. Last week, we drove to Jasper, Georgia, and on the way there, we stopped at a outlet mall. And because my son forgot a pair of shoes for a wedding that we had to go to. So we stopped, got a pair of shoes. On the way out, I watched two women walk in. One was smoking a cigarette. She took the cigarette, flicked it on the asphalt. That would probably infuriate everybody in this room, and it infuriated me too. I thought about it. I thought, well, hell, I don't know anybody here. So I picked up the cigarette butt. I walked inside. I walked in front of her, held it to her face. I said, with my smart-ass grin, I'll take care of this for you. Just like that. And she goes, oh, okay. And I said, the earth is not here for us to poison. And I walked out. Now, how many people are in this room? 30 or so? Everybody in this room knows somebody. You've got relatives, you've got friends, you've got neighbors. Everybody here has the ability to impact someone else's life in a, I don't want to say a negative way or a positive way, in a constructive way. You know, everybody that we know, including ourselves, does something that is bad for the earth, and we can do something better. We can point things out to people and make a difference that way. I want to leave it there. I don't want to say anything else. Okay, thanks.
I have a very simple idea, which is just about printing. So we know about double-sided printing, but if you expand your margins, you can really help save paper as well, too. So just expand your margins a little bit on your paper, and do it in your whole office, and you'll end up saving a lot of paper that way.
About 4 months ago, I was going pretty strong with H2O podcast. I'm pretty new to the environmental scene and changing my light bulbs, doing this and that. And then I made a mistake. I watched a movie called The Rave Diet. And it goes into all the different reasons why we shouldn't be eating animal factory farm animals. And as I was watching it, I was thinking, oh, they're just going to be hot and heavy on animal cruelty, which is a good enough reason in itself. But then it went into the environmental reasons. And boy, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I just couldn't understand. And I didn't realize that animal factory farming consumes is so intense on our water resources. So I'm not saying everybody needs to just stop eating meat. But, you know, you should sacrifice 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, oh, God forbid, 4 days a week. You know, think about it. Animal factory farming is so intense on our resources, and that's not the only reason, but think about it, something to think about.
Well, I agree with David's point that we all know somebody that we can give them a tip and help them to treat the earth better, and that can be frustrating when you're working with adults because they're used to convenience of certain things and not having to worry about certain things. And I think it's important to talk to children and sort of instill in them a love of the earth that maybe wasn't, you know, happening when we were all younger, and explain to them why certain things have certain repercussions and just, you know, give them some tips, and maybe they can start adopting this earlier, and it'll be with them, and they can teach their children, and they are the future adults, so.
Is this the kind of rapid fire?
No, there is uncomfortable. There is either comfortable or some uncomfortable silences in a process like this. You can use that kind of thing.
Yeah, silence is golden, they say. A couple ideas that I heard today I just want to reemphasize. One is that this 100-mile thing, buying within 100 miles is huge. My wife came home the other day with a bottle of water from Italy. The other thing is this thing about choice, that there really is a driver. We choose what we buy, and that's a huge lever, a huge lever that really has the potential to change how we live. And then a suggestion is to drink municipal water. Stop buying bottled water.
It's actually quite interesting. The amount of cavities that children have is growing exponentially. We put fluoride in municipal water systems, but when we give our children bottled water, they're not getting fluoride, and their cavities are growing. As a public health choice, we made that choice. And I was thinking it's funny because, you know, the word Evian spelled backwards, we know what that is, right? It spells naive. It exactly spells naive. And so I think that that's the biggest spoof on the U.S. I mean, it costs more than a gallon of gas. Gasoline is cheaper than a gallon of bottled water if you buy it in the small ones. I'd like to encourage folks as they think about this. I think we're on the cusp of a movement. We've hit a tipping point on this green thing. I think that we all sort of get, we're starting to get the reason why the environment's important. But I'm going to ask, I think what comes after that is this holistic concept of sustainability. It can't just be about green. If it's just about green, we'll never cut down forest to build a habitat house. If it's just about green, then our behaviors won't necessarily be socially responsible, and we won't act in a way to help businesses be successful. So if I have a thing, I'd like to encourage people to think of business as a partner, not as an enemy. That I'm supposed to be fighting you, or I can't partner with you because you make a better enemy than a friend. I raise more money when I point my finger at you for my organization, you know, or I'm going to be more successful or more popular in my movement or the people who work with me if I'm beating on you or I'm banging on you, I'm writing editorials about you. But the business community, I think, can be a partner. They certainly will come along on this issue if treated with respect and invited to participate. Particularly our local business community cares. The interests of a business community are not antithetical to the interests of a progressive community. As I said at the beginning, business people are self-interested, and we're raising our kids here, and we want good water here, and we want good air here, and so why would you think that business people would think any differently about that? Profit's going to be important to all of them because we all need to keep our businesses in business. So supporting local business, I think, is a big deal. And so I hope that everybody can make commitments to buying local, whether that's your 100-mile radius, your 50-mile radius, within your own school district, tax district, whatever you're going to, however you want to help make a difference with that. That I'd encourage folks to try to make a commitment to that, because when you support the businesses and they make more money, they then spend more on wages, have more family-friendly employment practices, and do some crazy stuff like we've done at the Chamber. So I'll just speak to Marmoleum. Folks know what Marmoleum is? Okay. It's made out of sawdust and jute with a jute backing and cork and natural dyes, and it's a flooring product. I wouldn't use it in a bathroom with a shower because it does absorb water, but it's a great flooring product without the chemicals and the plastics, and we're putting that kind of stuff in at the Chamber of Commerce. Okay, this is not your daddy's Chamber of Commerce, but this isn't, you know, Chapel Hill's not like anywhere else either, though. So I appreciate y'all, everybody here's partnership, particularly business leadership on this subject. I'm looking forward to partnering with many of you all as we continue on this area and in this area. Again, so I'll sit down, and if it is quiet for a bit, if it goes on for 10 minutes, we might wrap it up. But I do invite people to think about what they've learned today, what they might do differently in those quiet spaces.
Say a little bit about my passion in the environment with my business that I've been in for 35 years is always being green and teaching people about how to have a healthy home. People don't realize the amount of toxins that are in the cleaners that they use and what it does to their children's health. It's been my passion because we all, whether we have a business or not, we all live in a house someplace, whether it's an apartment or home. What we do in that home to be energy efficient and biodegradable, using biodegradable cleaners and things that we can recycle, is a very important part of what we can do as individuals to contribute to the environment.
I'm John York, I'm with the town of Chapel Hill, and I encourage people to shop locally. That's how we get our tax revenues, so I'll make the plug for shopping locally right now. The town has embraced this whole concept of sustainability. We're creating new divisions. We're moving in new directions. The mayor, the council have been very foresighted in that process. And I would invite you all to give me a call when the email list gets out, And I work at the Town Operations Center on Millhouse Road. And we designed that building, we designed those buildings to be as sustainable as possible, as energy efficient, as low impact as possible. We have things that you may have heard about and not seen. We have rainwater collection to flush toilets. We have rainwater irrigation, wells on site, photovoltaics, solar water heating, which Lyle mentioned, and I will tell you, of all the things we put in, that's where the bang for your buck is. That is a great technology, and it works wonderfully. Good lighting, easy access, permeable pavement. Chapel Hill has jumped on the whole concept of what happens to the stormwater that hits that parking lot. How dirty is it? Where does it go? We've tried to model some technologies out there. Would invite anybody to come out and see that stuff. Pick up the phone and holler. Send me an email. I'd be glad to set up a tour for you to see it.
I'm Jane Norton, and I mentioned before I have a consulting practice working with small to medium-sized companies in sustainability, and my nonprofit is doing a community green guide. I want to make a recommendation to a site that is an international site that is going to be similar to what we're doing. It's called wiserearth.org, and Paul Hawken has put this together. He had hired 10 people for 3 years to work on this, and it's a directory of this one. Wiser Earth is the director of all the nonprofits. He's also doing Wiser Business and Wiser Government. Those aren't up yet, but it's any organization around the world that's doing anything about social responsibility, sustainability, green, anything, can enter their information on there. So we are working on doing that on a local level, but I think it's really cool to be able to go out there and tap into what's happening around the world and bring some of those ideas back locally. But we are intending to build a framework and then invite the community to participate by putting their listings on, their projects, and we're gonna have it as a social networking site so dialogue can go on. So anybody whose business cards I haven't gotten, I would love to get those.
I can't stand silence, so I'll say something. I'm Matt Murray. I'm actually a Carrboro resident. I own some businesses in town. I own two staffing companies, but these are two nonprofits I started because my 7-year-old and 4-year-old had nothing to do except for watch television, so I grabbed a circular saw and took some scrap wood in the back, and we built the first Scrap-A-Rondack, which is a chair built out of pallets. 50%, thank you, Jane, 50% of the wood harvested in the United States, fresh wood, goes to pallet construction to bring your bottle of water to Whole Foods, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Whole Foods. This is the baby chair. There's a bigger chair. It's $50. It's a nonprofit. I can't make any money out of this. My other companies make money. But eventually, you can actually go to our website and download the plans to claim wood out of your own local area. So if you live in Nebraska, go get a pallet and make this chair. Now this is the fun one. This is called Satch Bags. I'm a user of man bags all the time, you know, man purses. I found this vinyl billboard, 500 square feet of vinyl. I'm gonna, real quickly, if anybody wants to feel these. It's the size of where Caroline is sitting to probably where John is sitting, and just as high as the roof, so you can see, you know, all the advertising. You pull this out of the trash and make these market bags. Whole Foods, I do want these to be sold in your store. This is a nonprofit as well. This is the design that we're going with right now, but anyway, you can go to our website, scraprunner.org, send me an email and learn more about this, and it's good to see everybody pitching in, doing what they can. Thanks a lot. I'm gonna leave this up here so you can stare at it.
Oh, that's my size.
Yeah, it's a market bag, yeah.
This is really great. This is an example of what Paul Hawken talked about in his book, Blessed Unrest. And you mentioned Wiser Earth is what Paul Hawken's come out of that book. But if you read the book, it's a great book. It talks about, he calls the movement of movements. And he's talking about the birth, the explosion of nonprofits in the world like this one. People all over the world coming together saying, hey, let's make the world a better place. And it's happening at the ground. It's rising. We don't see it because of all the craziness that's going on the planet. But underneath it is this incredible birth of energy around doing things just like that.
I'd love to see those at the Green Bridge. Yeah.
Well, talk to Michael about it. So Blessed Unrest is an example of, it's by Paul Hawken, and he's the one that also wrote Natural Capitalism and The Ecology of Commerce. But if you're looking for a positive take on what's going on the planet and how large this movement is, of which we're really just the tip of the iceberg. We're just beginning to see it. And it's the nonprofit sector, it's the social sector that really is giving birth to this huge movement. And the predictions, if you want to take it far enough, is the social sector becomes more important than the public sector or the private sector. That's the vision for the future, because that's where morality and ethics live. And it's beginning to happen.
I think one of the best parts about living in the community of Chapel Hill is that it is truly a marriage between the town and the gown. And as a former employee of the sustainability office at UNC, I have made it a commitment as a new business owner in Chapel Hill to stay in communication with what's happening on the campus. And I just want to encourage everyone as part of the chamber and as part of the business community here to make yourself visible on campus and encourage campus to be a part of what's happening with your business in some way. I see there's the sustainability report stacked over there that was released in 2005. I had the privilege of helping to write that with Cindy Shea, who I know is going to be speaking at the event tonight, and want to inform all of you that Campus Sustainability Day, which is a national holiday of sorts, it's a newer holiday, but it will be on October 26th, and the Chancellor is actually speaking at UNC's Campus Sustainability Day. And I think any presence from the public community, the business community that can be there and show their support for the efforts that is happening and coming out of the sustainability office. Many folks don't know that the campus gets critiqued and criticized and has its own challenges with relations to the town, but the sustainability office at UNC is currently a three-person operation. So any support that can come from the chamber, and I know Aaron and his staff has done incredible work together, so just encourage you all to join us on October 26th on campus.
I'll just say that most of what I know about business, I actually learned from biology. Mm-hmm. An ecosystem is basically a group of businesses, and they have a marketplace, which is the environment. And things are constantly changing, and they're forced to adapt. And one of the things I really appreciate is that these efforts that we're making to do something sustainable, these are not just value-losing propositions. You know, energy is money, and energy is sort of saving that is a way that we can save money. And there are great books about this, Green to Gold, and other things like that. One of the other things that I learned from the biological side is that feedback is really important. And I've heard that a ton from just the different groups we were talking to. In biology, feedback is you die and your genes don't get propagated. But we've heard from people who drive their Prius differently because it reads out what your gas mileage is as you go up a hill. So you think about it differently. Or if my t-shirt sleeve says, you know, this is what's in here, I can make a choice based on that. Or if my power company tells me exactly how much I'm using by the hour, I can make some of those changes. So I feel like there's some business there giving people more information in real time, but I haven't figured out what it is yet. Somebody thinks of it, you know, I'm going to want some sort of kickback. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. I heard a lot of great ideas today. I guess two ideas that I would contribute, things that I do in my own life. And I live in an apartment, but I always hang my clothes out to dry on our balcony. So I would encourage everyone to use clotheslines and help reduce their carbon footprints any way possible. And also, I love these bags. They're wonderful. I use canvas bags myself, but especially locally made. I think that's wonderful. I wanted to invite everyone to come back tonight. The foundation will have a table, and Ann Wapple will be the speaker. Cindy Pollock Shea will be here as well. And as far as I know, I think 5:30 is when people are going to start showing up. I think the event starts at 6 o'clock. So I invite you all to come back if feasible. Bring your families and friends. I want to send another thank you out to Kim Paracci and to Susan Cheney. And invite you all to contact us to learn anything more about the Chamber, the Foundation, or any sustainability ideas that you have. We would love to hear them. So thank you very much for coming out.